The Bunker, written by C. D. Kester, narrated by Vidith 22. Copyright 2020, C. D. Kester. Thank you all for listening. The smell of bacon roused me from my sleep. Mother was so good to us. There was not a single morning that she did not have something hot for us to eat as we awoke. As I lifted myself up in the bed, I felt my hair brush against my thighs and stretched my arms out wide. Having my hair braided and being dressed for the day before she finished cooking was paramount. Disappointing her was the worst feeling that could ever be had. My sisters hurried around the room, each of them working on a different part of their morning routine. I sat with my sister, Abigail, at her bed, and she began to twist my hair into shape. She and I were partners every morning. We held each other accountable to be awake on time and made sure that we were presentable before we sat at the table. Wendy, my eldest sister, came up to me and asked me to button up her dress. I did so without hesitation and patted her on both shoulders as I finished.
"See you at the table,"
I said, as she thanked me and walked out of the room. Wendy was always the early bird, eager to help Mother with breakfast and have all of our places set for us before we arrived.
"Stop turning your head,"
Abigail said as she jerked my back straight by pulling my hair.
"Okay, okay. Jeez, Abigail. You sure seem cranky this morning. Is something bothering you?"
I responded to her quizzically and rubbed the back of my head where my hair had been yanked.
"Oh, it's nothing. At least I think it's nothing. We don't have time, Madison. There's still so much to do."
She answered my query tersely. It was obvious that she was not up to speak about it for the time being. She even called me Madison instead of Maddie, which she only did if she was upset, so I left it for later. We shared everything with each other, so she would surely give me the details when she was ready and willing. We quickly finished our braids and helped each other get into our dresses. I reached into my dress pocket and felt the smooth stone that had our favorite scripture painted onto it. John 8:7. Abby and I had made matching ones for each other as a sort of reminder to not be so hard on ourselves. I kept it on me always, and I hope that Abby got even half as much comfort from hers as I did from mine. When we arrived at the table, Mother was still laboring over the bacon and omelets for all seven of us. Wendy was setting down a glass of orange juice at each of our spots. I thanked her as she sat mine in front of me. I couldn't help but notice a shifty look on Abigail's face, which was unlike my sister. She was a morning person and always exuded joy and cheerfulness during our early routines. I believe Mother picked up on it as well because she began to look at her suspiciously. She called out to her from the stove.
"Abigail, dear, would you mind fetching my bonnet from the bedroom? It is right on top of my bedside table."
Abby hunched towards me and whispered before standing.
"Look inside your pillowcase."
After rising, she answered in a louder tone.
"Yes, Mother, right away."
She walked off with a distant and cold look upon her face. I could have sworn that I even saw her trembling. While I began to ponder what could be affecting my beloved sister so seriously, I heard Mother speak again. She was not talking to us directly, but obviously wanted us to hear what she was saying. "I moved that bonnet into the closet. I better go tell Abigail." After she muttered this, she followed Abby towards her bedroom, and Wendy took over handing out everybody's food. After all of our plates were full and the table was ready, we waited patiently for Mother and Abigail. We knew better than to eat before everyone had arrived. The other girls began to talk quietly amongst themselves, but I had too much on my mind to join with them. Mother came back from her room, still not wearing her bonnet, and took her seat at the table.
"Abigail is not feeling well. She will not be joining us for breakfast this morning. She asked me to pass along her apologies,"
she said to all of the sisters. I did my best to keep a straight face, but I was terrified on the inside. I knew when Abby was sick, and that was not what was wrong with her right now. We knew each other better than anyone, and almost had a psychic type of connection. Something was amiss, but I had to bide my time to understand what was happening.
"Madison, Clarissa,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?